that the okay. The mitzvah of tzitzis is when you have a four-cornered garment. If one is wearing a four-cornered garment, then one is obligated to put on a tzitzis. And in fact, so there's a discussion in the Gemara in Menachas, as well as the Rishonim, what type of beged is chayiv in tzitzis? What type of four-cornered garment is obligated to put on tzitzis? So it's a machlokes Rav Nachman Rava, machlokes Rishonim, Rambam, Tosfos, and machlokes Machaber Rama, and machlokes Svardim Ashkenaz. What is the obligation? So one opinion is only wool and linen. If it's a wool garment or if it's a four-cornered linen garment, then one is obligated minat Torah in tzitzis. But if it's anything other than wool and linen, cotton, silk, etc., so then one is only obligated midrabanan to put tzitzis on the garment. And we b'nei Ashkenaz paskin like the other opinion, that even a four-cornered cotton garment, even a four-cornered silk garment, any garment is obligated in the mitzvah of tzitzis. It's not limited to wool and linen. In fact, the only garment the Gemara says which is exempt from tzitzis is a beged shel or. If you have a four-cornered leather garment, like a sheet of leather, so the question is, a machlokes of Tzvi Pesach Frank and Ramosha Feinstein, what happens if let's say nylon, a mesh garment, something you take from a sheet and you make into, you cut it up and you make it into a garment. So if Tzvi Pesach Frank breaks, the reason why or is exempt because it's not woven. But if you cut up the leather garment, if you take nylon and mesh and make it, then he says one is obligated in tzitzis. According to Ashkenaz, perhaps then you'd be chayav min haTorah if you consider it a beged. And according to Svardim Midrabanan. And Rav Moshe disagrees and says, no, it's exempt from tzitzis. Even if you take the nylon garment and cut it up, since it was potentially made where the fact that you wove it doesn't make a difference. It's categorically exempt. Rav Moshe holds it's not chayev and it's a bracha of atolah if you make a bracha on that garment because it's not chayev and tzitzis. So a four-cornered garment of leather or synthetic, no matter what you do to it, categorically is exempt, and therefore you can't put on. And Rav Shmuel Frank disagrees and says that once in its original state it's pater, but you can create a situation that you can make it chayav. In fact, what about a four-cornered blanket? You have a four-cornered blanket as one obligated to put tzitzis on. So the question is this, but when it comes to the prohibition of shatnez, there are two prohibitions. There's the prohibition of levisha, of wearing shatnez, and there's another prohibition of halal, which is like draping it, wearing it around you. So the question is regarding tzitzis. Is it only a mitzvah of levisha tzitzis? Is there also, like shatnez, a prohibition of, not a prohibition, but if you wrap yourself around, is that considered a beged in terms of chayev and tzitzis? So simple pshat, pashas is no. A blanket's not a beged, and therefore one would not be obligated to put tzitzis on it. There is a chumrah of the Magen Avraham. He quotes a shita that says a four-cornered garment is chayev and tzitzis. It's, you know, minority view. And based on this view, the Chazon Ish wants to make the following pshara, compromise. He says, since we have a machlokes in the Gemara and the Rishonim, what's biblical, wool and linen or everything? So the Chazon Ish says if it's a wool or linen garment, which would be biblical, if you have a four-cornered wool or linen garment and it's something you're lying on during the day, because it's another machlokes. There's a machlokes Rambam and the Rush. When we say ksus yom, when we say that tzitzis is pater at night, what does it mean? So the Rambam learns the simple pshat. When it's daytime, you chayev. at nighttime there is no mitzvah. If I'm wearing a four-cornered garment at night, there is no mitzvah of tzitzis. The mitzvah only exists during the day. And the Rush says, no, it's not Yom versus Laila. It's Beged Yom versus Beged Laila. It depends what type of garment. If I'm wearing a daytime garment, so even if I'm wearing it at night, I'm chayev. But if I'm wearing my pajamas during the day, I'd be exempt. I don't have to put tzitzis on my pajamas. So therefore, it's a machlokes, the Rambam and the Rush. What is the exemption of tzitzis by Laila? Is it the zman? Is it the time that exempts you, or it's the type of beged? So the Chazan says we have a machlokes whether wool and linen are chayim in a Torah or kain, and we have another machlokes what's the exemption at night. So the Chazan says that if it's a wool blanket, then one should be machmer and cut off the third corner. No one says to put tzitzis on a blanket. The question is, should I corner off my corner to make it only three corners? So the Chazan says, if you have a woolen four-corner blanket during the day, he's machmer. You know, most assume it's not a problem to begin with, because we assume a blanket doesn't have a din of a beged, of a garment. And in fact, what happens if you have five corners? Let's say you have a five-corner garment. So actually, it's a machlokas in the Gemara. We paskin a five-corner garment, yechayev, but you only have to put four, you only chayev on four of the corners. So even though there's a biblical mitzvah of tzitzis, but in the Midrashim, in the Gemaras, give us different reasons why we were zochet to tzitzis. So one reason given is based on Avram Avinu. That Avram Avinu, when he was fighting the war, the four and five kings, and then he won the war, the king wanted to give him all the booty from the war. And he said, I'm not going to take any of the booty, because I want them to say, you're making me rich and not God. So we see, so it says, in the schus of Avraham, we got the mitzvah of tzitzis, because it says he wouldn't even take a thread, and he wouldn't take a leather straps. So the Gemara and Chulin learns that because the schus of Avraham, we got the mitzvah of tzitzis, and we got the mitzvah of tefillin, because the straps are the tefillin, because what he wouldn't take even a strap or a thread, the Gemara learns out. And in fact, it's interesting to know, we know that the Gemara tells us in Brachas who instituted tefillah. So there's one opinion in the Gemara is it's the Avos. Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Avraham instituted Shacharis, Yitzchak, Mincha, and Yaakov, Ma'ariv. So it's interesting to note that Avram instituted Shacharis, and Mitzvos Avram, we got the mitzvah of talis and tefillin. So it's very fitting that at Shacharis we put on our talis and tefillin, as the Meshech Chachma points out, because since he's the one in his mirror, we got the mitzvah of tzitzis and tefillin. So during his tefillah, we primarily put on, we wear our talis gadol, and we wear our tefillin. So we see from that medrash that we see it was because Mitzvos Avram Avinu. However, there's another famous medrash. The medrash says the story with Noach. When Noach got drunk, so what happened? So he went and after they had drank from the vineyard, he got drunk, and then he didn't have any clothes on. So Canaan was making fun of him, and then so Shem and Yefet, but especially Shem, he realized his father was sitting there with Bizyanos. He's all drunk and naked. So they went in the back and they put clothes on him. It was basically shame, but Yefet came along for the ride. So the Gemara says, the Medrash says, b'schus Shame's act, in the merit of Shame's act, that he put a beged around his naked father Noach, he was zocha, we were zocha to the mitzvah of tzitzis. And what about Shame? It says, v'yikach, not v'yichu, even, but the answer is because, you know, as we see, Shame only followed along once after he didn't care so much about his father, but how is it going to look? Like, my brother's taking care of his father, I'm not, so let me come along. But it was basically Shem who was the one who was bothered by it, and out to keep it out of aim, he went ahead and he did it. So we have an apparent contradiction in the Medrashim. Who instituted tzitzis? Was it Avram Avinu? Because the schus of Avram's act by the four and five kings begot tzitzis? Or is it because of what shame that we got tzitzis? Which one is it? So There's a famous piece from Rav Soloveitchik and others on it that we know there are two parts to the mitzvah of tzitzit. There's the beged, like the garment we put on, and the tzitzit, the strings. So, and in fact, there's an Arizal that says that one should wear the garment inside and the tzitzit outside. You know, different minhagim, Ashkenaz, Sfarad, but the Magen Avraham quotes from an Arizal. So what's the concept behind that? The beged should be inside and the strings outside. So that's what we explain, this famous drasha, ethics versus etiquette, that he says, what caused Shem to help his father? Because it was an embarrassment. What happened? His father's sitting around bebizyonos, and he went ahead, so he wanted to do the right thing. Yefet only cared about etiquette. How does it look? How does it look? My brother's helping, I'm not helping, so therefore he helps. So therefore, it says, so therefore the Torah only gave credit for Shem. Shame, not for Yefet, because he only did it because of the way it looks. So therefore, the beged represents shame hidden, that when it comes to ethics, you do it, well, it doesn't make a difference who's looking. When you have a mitzvah to do, you have something, you do the right thing, you do it whether there's 500 people watching you or no one. Ethics is something you only do when people, you know, when, it doesn't make a difference how you eat if you're sitting there alone. If you're sitting there in front of 50 people, you don't see that they're eating with your hands and like, you know, if the ethics has to do with public versus private, but ethics, if it's the right thing, it's always the right thing. And I love when it came to Avraham Avinu, he got the mitzvah of strings, which is public, because what did he do? He made a public Kiddush Hashem, that he didn't want people to think that the king made him rich, but God made him rich, therefore he bedafka didn't take it, and that's why the strings represent Avraham Avinu, which is a public Kiddush. In fact, you could just explain even a little differently, is one is the Talus Gadol, one is the Talus Katan. The Talus Katan is shame, that basically that's hidden. That's something you wear, and that's something. But the Talus Gadol, you only wear during davening and outside, that represents Avram, who made a public Kiddush Hashem, so we wear the Talus. That's how we reconcile the two Midrashim. Go ahead.